No, obviously I expected a lot harder game there. Merv didn't really get himself going at all, and he'll be very disappointed with the way he played. And it sort of maybe reflected on my performance as well. I mean, you know, I've done what I had to do at vital stages. I hit my doubles, which is most important, but Merv just didn't score. And I scored right at the right times. So, you know, I'm happy to have jumped on that and got, you know, got a win.
You can see that sometimes, don't you? If your opponent's playing rubbish, it drags you down, and it takes, you know, the class players to get a professional job done.
Yeah, I mean, you see it sometimes. Merv's played fantastic in all these three group matches. What's probably playing on Merv's mind is that every time we've played over the last six or seven, I've won. And he's probably been thinking about that. And although he won the first leg and should have won the second, once it went 1-1 and I chipped the third, it was a poor start to the match. And then you get bogged down in sort of stuff, and he never really come out of it, and I did.
When you got drawn against Merv at this William Hill Grand Slam of Darts, did that immediately spring to your mind? You think, I've got the sign on this lad?
Well, yeah, it did. I have to be honest with you. When I knew I was playing Merv, I thought, well, you know, don't get me wrong, Merv's an unbelievable dart player. He's a fantastic player, and I've got a lot of respect for him. I know him very well, and he's a tough man to beat. But because you've beaten someone a few times on the trot, you think, hang on a minute, I won these last few, and he struggles. He does struggle when he plays me. You know, that's going to end sometime along the line. You know, that don't happen forever. It's like, you know, it doesn't matter who you play. But, my confidence was up. Having said that, I didn't perform as well as I could have done myself. I'm a little bit disappointed with my play tonight. Too many sloppy, messy scoring darts, and you know, anyone else would have, if I'd played like that against anyone else, I would have been punished. So I've got to stop all that. Yeah.
Talking about the psychological thing, I mean, obviously you've made the quarterfinals of this tournament before, but haven't gone any further. Is that something that also springs to mind now that you're in the last eight?
No, I won't worry about that. That's not the sort of thing I will think about. I'll be thinking about whoever I'm playing next, and which is Dino.
Yeah.
And I've already beaten Dean in the group. So he'll remember that. That might work in two ways. He might think, well, that ain't going to happen again. And I'll think, well, that is going to happen again. You know, so, you know, I'm going to be much better than that in my next round. And I'm going to have to be, because Dean, with all due respect to Merv, Merv's had one of his poor games, and Dean won't play like that. So I'm going to have to up my game a bit, and it should be a good game.